cliffcentral.com.
All right, we're going to talk. I want to improve my Zulu. So Siyamasuku is going to help me to do that. Siyamasuku is an author and an illustrator based in Johannesburg. He's going to tell us all about how we can get into graphic novels, which is a part of what he does. He studied graphic design, and he is trying to help people to learn isiZulu and Xhosa and Ndebele and Sotho and Venda and Tswana and Tsonga and Swati and Ndebele. So choose one, because you can't have them all. But we may as well start somewhere. Let's get this dude in here. Maybe he can help us to start improving our Zulu. When I was a kid, I used to watch a show called Siyafunda. And Siyafunda was a TV show that was, I think, I can't remember who the host was, but this guy would welcome you and say, Sawubona, and you'd have to respond, because it would say on the TV screen, Yebo, sawubona. Kunjani? And you'd go, Lungile. And then they'd take you into various things, and they teach you how to say certain things. And this was on primetime TV, and kids could learn to speak isiZulu. And it made sense, because suddenly it wasn't just black people speaking isiZulu, there were white people learning it too. I don't know how the show got past the apartheid regime, because I thought they were going to try and keep people separate. But somehow this got onto TV, and it had music and everything. And at the end of the show, he would close off the show by going, say it again. And you'd learn, you'd say what you'd learned in that episode. And then you'd have all these white kids going, minangi tipoti, or whatever. And then he'd go, it sounds good. Keep practicing. And that would be the end of the show. And there would be music. And you'd watch it every day. And I loved that show. And since then, zero attempts at teaching anyone any language but what they already speak. So we're going to change that this morning. And he's here, Siyamasuku. And it's very nice to meet you, Sia. He's a graphic novelist. He is an illustrator and an author. And he is doing his bit in South Africa to let us start speaking each other's languages, which is terrific. Very nice to meet you. How are you, Sia? I didn't know whether you were here yet or not, because Flax told me that you were running a little bit late, but here you are. Look at you.
Yeah, made it.
How are you, my man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, likewise.
So let me hear your story quickly. You're an illustrator. Does this mean that you all the graphic novels that you've done, you have to draw every single one of those pictures yourself? I mean, illustrating, isn't it now mostly computer-generated stuff that people do? I mean, you're still drawing with a pen?
Well, there are various ways you can illustrate. For this instance, in the Siyafunda book, I used a process called LinoCut.
Right.
And the printing is called Lino printing.
So do you actually stencil out every single...
Exactly.
Wow, yeah. That's a lot of work, man.
Well,
beautiful pictures.
Thank you. There are various ways. Some people use tablets to do their illustrations and all that sort of stuff.
For example, maps. Ujagalas. It's a jackal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ukozi is an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
I know you know this, but some of this
Look,
is new to me.
I'm so. I could do with some improvement and some help with my Sizulu, to be honest.
Inkawu. Inkawu is a monkey. Baboon. Is it a monkey or a baboon?
You're obviously not looking at the pictures, I guess.
It's a baboon. It's a baboon, right?
It's a monkey.
Okay, sorry. Ukapi. Let me see here. I saw one that I saw that I knew. Inja.
Yes.
Dog. A dog is inja. So, I mean, what's cool about this is that this is the best way for kids to learn. Not just for kids, adults even, to learn. When we've got pictures, it all makes sense. It imprints on your brain. You'll remember the word when you need it. This is tremendous. What got you interested in doing, like, Siyafunda guides in different languages?
Well, I would say Siyafunda was specifically targeted at teaching isiZulu.
Mm-hmm.
What got me into it was having a discussion with my mother, and she's a Zulu teacher in Soweto.
Yes.
And she was just speaking about the shortage of books at her school at MCNE Primary. So I figured it could be a good idea to create Siyafunda. And obviously, the pictures were the main theme because, children will look at pictures and remember them more than they do words, right? So that's where it all began. And with her help, Siyafunda came about.
This is terrific. Now, how come schools aren't buying your books up in tons and distributing them around? Because this is the kind of thing that I think kids could really use. It's got pictures. It's beautifully illustrated. It's also a language guide, effectively. At the back, you've got a little index so you can look stuff up. It's colorful. It's magnificent.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, the schools should have these, right?
I believe so. I do see it being more effective as an extramural sort of learning activity, mm-hmm. or tool, as opposed to something that can be just slotted into some sort of school curriculum. I say that because it allows kids. I mean, I think it works better as well when kids can learn from home, and obviously have their own way with the book instead of just reading it as a matter of passing an exam. You know, it's a book meant to have fun with. That's the point.
Can you get these books on Amazon?
No.
Okay, so where can we get them?
Okay, you can pre-order the book if you go to siyafundaonline.co.za.
All right.
The one big thing that's happening now, which I'm going to emphasize, we're running a crowdfunding campaign to get as many books printed as possible and get them to as many kids as possible.
All right, so let's do some lessons. Let's not mess around. Ben, I'm going to teach you what a spider is.
Okay.
Any ideas here, Mubs?
Sego.
That's in Sotho,
yes,
right?
Well, I told you, Kim Sotho.
Well, in Zulu, it's istabutabu. Huh?
That's right.
Istabutabu.
Can we not start with something a bit harder?
Don't be like that, Ben.
All right, Ben. Let's start with Gundwan. You know what a Gundwan is?
Gundwan, I had no idea.
Do you want to tell him?
Sure. It's a mouse.
A mouse is a gondwana.
It's a very strong name for a very small beast. That sounds awesome.
Okay, here, Ben, a sports-related one. Do you know what ihansi is?
That's when you're fixing cricket matches.
No. Ihansi is not to do with cricket matches being fixed. It's actually a...
It's a goose.
A goose is ihansi. All right.
I read this book.
I almost called it a duck because now we're talking cricket.
It a duck
so
as well.
I just froze for a second.
Do you know what Ulinda is? It's not someone's name,
yeah.
Even though it is a name. Ulinda is a honey badger.
Oh man, I was so close. I was going to say ostrich.
Ulinda doesn't care.
Yeah, Ben, just guess at this point. Just guess.
All right. Here's a good one. Umkoma. Umkoma.
That's a cow.
Umkoma.
Mm-mm.
It's a whale.
A whale.
Okay, we'll try flax. Clearly, I'm not doing
flax,
so well.
Flax, do you want to try some?
Yeah, much better when we go from English to Zulu.
All right, flax. What is a chicken?
A chicken?
Yeah.
Inyama yenkuku.
Nkuku is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Inyama nkuku is the meat of a chicken.
Oh, okay.
Huh? Nice try.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're
okay,
right.
Meat of a chicken.
That's right.
All right, what's a peacock?
Peacock.
And don't look it up.
I didn't know how to spell peacock, so it didn't work so well. Peacock is a peacock.
No.
Ipikoko.
Ipikoko. Yeah, we got it. Right, got it. Do you know what a shark is? Come on, this is not difficult.
Ushaka.
There we go. Is that Sbongile helping you?
He's getting a bit
Who's
of guidance
helping you there?
In the background.
Sbongile.
Is it Sbongile? Okay, all right, Sbongile, how about this? What's a springbok? A springbok. Hmm? Yeah.
Do you know what a springbok is?
Any ideas? Get closer to the microphone, Sbongile. We can't hear you. It's unfair to actually ask Flax. I don't think he speaks anything.
I forgot.
Yeah.
That's actually not a springbok, Gareth.
What is it then?
I must correct
you. Impala. We'll say impala.
No, not the impala.
Oh.
It's an orebi.
Orebi?
Yeah.
What's an orebi?
It's an antelope. It looks similar to a springbok, so I don't blame anyone.
That's a very confusing picture then. You shouldn't be using it.
It's a brilliant picture.
Inyoga.
It's a snake.
Yes, thank you. Very good. Sbongile, while we're doing this, how about uzagamanzi?
Uzagamanzi.
Uzagamanzi. Come, what's
is
that?
Is he pronouncing it wrong?
No, he said it right.
Uzagamanzi. Come on. Don't let white man be teaching you Zulu. Come.
Uzagamanzi.
It's a dragonfly.
You've seen a dragonfly before, right?
I have, what but did you call no one ever told me what it was in Zulu.
Sure. Look, when making the book, actually, I actually had to learn some of the animals myself.
Ububibi. So. Ububibi. Hmm?
This morning it doesn't know that one either.
That's like a mongoose or a what do they call those things?
Meerkat.
Meerkat.
We only know it's a meerkat and a mongoose. We don't know what it is.
I mean, we got to learn
why
these
you should
things.
Get the book. Yeah,
I'll this is definitely good, get this.
It's a very good book. So you're doing these in other languages as well? You're going to do the...
Well, that's not the intention, to do it in other languages.
Oh, screw them. Yeah, I agree. Just keep it as Zulu.
Absolutely.
All right, so you've done the animals. So you're going to do different guides for different things?
Hey, if the need is there, and
the
sure.
need is there, but I mean sure. it's expensive to do this, right? Because you've got to do a lithograph effectively of every single one.
Exactly. I thought it would be easier to start with the animals and sort of give them a sort of human feature to them. Okay. Like you'll see a meerkat wearing goggles and all that stuff.
Very cool.
Just makes it more memorable. So when we start adding different infographs and all that stuff, so we got to start thinking how they're going to be portrayed for the kids.
All right. So again, tell us where we can get this book, because I think a lot of parents will want to get this for their kids.
Sure. Right now, if you go to www.siafundaonline.co.za.
Siafundaonline.co.za. Got you. All right.
You can pre-order the book.
Very good.
We're also running a massive crowdfunding campaign, so you can go to Thunderfund.
Thunderfund.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yes.
Sure. And just support the cause, you know, help crowdfund the book. We've got 3 days left for the campaign, and we are looking for some happy guy who's looking to learn Siafunda to just fund the whole project.
Sure.
And then
some rich dude who wants to speak Zulu better.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, good. I like it. All right, very, very good. Well, thank you for coming to see us, Sia.
Thank you for the platform.
It sounds good. Keep practicing.
100%.
Right? There we go. Sia, did you ever watch that show?
No.
What show is that? Oh, my. It was called Siafunda. I'm telling you, please, someone help me, because I can't be the only one who saw this show.
Well, maybe Claudie Motsoeneng can bring it back on, you know.
Please, Claudie, please
local.
Bring it back. I would love to hear that song, that show again. And there was a song. There was a song associated with it. All right, thanks, Claudie. Okay, thank you. All right, thank you very much, Sia. Nice to see you.
Thanks, guys.
And very good. There we go. It's called Siafunda. And you can discover the names of all these various animals, among other things. He may bring out more books. He needs some crowdfunding. And we thought we'd give him a leg up here where we can as well. So if you're interested in this stuff, then you know where to go. CliffCentral.com.